Blog Talk Radio.
Such shows as Hop Harrigan, Guy King, Captain Midnight, and a few others related to aviation. Today, we highlight the big band era, the music many of us grew up with. Today's episode, we feature the Benny Goodman Orchestra, songs we remember dancing to. Now, before we listen to that first selection, let's hear an Eastern commercial.
Eastern than any other airline in the free world. If you've helped make us America's favorite way to fly, we thank you. If you haven't flown Eastern recently, give us a try. We'll show you we really do earn our wings every day.
Goodman was the first clarinetist composer responsible for multi-hit singles as a bandleader before World War II. Goodman left school at age 14 to join the American Federation of Musicians. He reached the height of his popularity in the 1930s, when swing was the most popular created and many hits being the first jazz band to play at Carnegie Hall. Clarinetist and bandleader Benny Goodman was born Benjamin David Goodman on May 30, 1909, in Chicago, Illinois. As an extraordinary clarinetist and bandleader, Goodman helped usher in the swing era in the 1930s, earning him the nickname the King of Swing. The son of a Russian immigrant, he was the ninth child born into the family, which eventually would have 11 siblings. His father worked as a tailor to try to provide for the large family, but money was always tight at the Goodmans. Moonglow was the first recorded by Joe Venuti and his orchestra in 1933. With subsequent recordings by Cab Calloway, Benny Goodman and his orchestra, Ethel Walters, Art Tatum in 1934, and has since become a jazz standard, performed and recorded numerous times by a wide array of musical talents. Benny Goodman Quartet with Teddy Wilson, Gene Krupa, and Lionel Hampton, that's a great trio, made a famous version of the song in 1936. Artie Shaw recorded it in 1941, and Harry James recorded it in 1946, which was later released on Columbia Records in 1950. As of July 2016 in jazz alone, Moonglow is credited for having been recorded 572 times, which includes studio sessions, unreleased masters, live performances, and radio transcripts. According to the Jazz Discography, a print and digital resource for jazz recordings, obviously, the 572 count does not include re-releases, which often far outnumber sessions. Now, over at Eastern, the song in 1933, Franklin Delano Roosevelt displayed again her love for flying. The Roosevelt made a night flight over Washington and Baltimore in 1933 in a Curtiss Condor Eastern Air Transport. She and her party were the guest of Amelia Earhart Putnam and included G. Hall Roosevelt, George Plummer Putnam Publisher, Mr. and Mrs. Eugene Vidal, and Thomas B. Doe, President of Eastern Air Transport. In June of 1933, Eastern Air Transport moved its general office from Brooklyn, New York to Atlanta, Georgia on May 25th, after which date Harold A. Elliott, Vice President and General Manager, moved from Atlanta to New York. And now let's have a little bit of that song called Moonglow. Thank you.
I think the angels in heaven will be playing songs like that, I hope.
That was beautiful.
Well, on July 6, 1937, the song Sing, Sing, Sing was recorded in Hollywood by Benny Goodman and his clarinet, Harry James, Ziggy Ullman, and Chris Griffin on trumpets, Red Ballard and Murray McCutcheon on trombones, Jaime Schnitzer and George Koenig on alto saxophones, Art Rollini and Vito Masuso on tenor saxophones, Jesse Stacy on piano, Alan Ruse on guitar, Harry Goodman on bass, and Gene Krupa on drums.
Wow.
The song was arranged by Gin Mundy. Unlike most big band arrangements of that era, limited in length to 3 minutes so that they could be recorded on one side of a standard 10-inch 78 RPM record. The version which Goodman Band recorded was an extended work. The 1937 recording lasted 8 minutes and 43 seconds and took up to both sides of the 12-inch 78 record. At its longest, a living recording, the impromptu solos, of course, was recorded and took 12 minutes and 30 seconds. Mundy's arrangement incorporated Christopher Columbus, which is a piece written by Chu Berry and Fletcher Henderson Band, as well as Louis Prima's work. Fletcher Henderson recorded an early version 10 years before in 1927. The 1937 recording was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1982. And now over at Eastern in 1939, the company had 15 weekday departures from Newark, 6 to Washington, 5 to Miami, and 1 each to Richmond, Atlanta, Houston, and San Antonio. 2 from Chicago to Miami, 1 from Tampa to Atlanta, and 1 from Tallahassee to Memphis. Those flights and their returns were all Eastern's schedule operation. It all fit on one page of the airline guide. Then later, Eastern was the fourth largest airline in the country, by passenger miles, of course. 103 million in 1939. And now let's strike up the band with a little bit of Sing, 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 one of my favorites to play.
Thank you.
Incredible.
I think the producer did that one for me.
Gene Krupa on the drums. Oh, I love that guy. He's great.
God, that
his
was
timing
fabulous.
Was impeccable.
Yeah.
Our next selection to put on the turntable is a song called Jersey Bounce. It's a song written by Tim Bradshaw, Eddie Johnson, and Bobby Platter, with lyrics by Buddy Fain, who used the non-plume Robert B. White. The song was written during the ASCAP strike. It hit number one 4 weeks in a row in 1942 as an instrumental recorded by Benny Goodman and his orchestra, and also charted that same year by Goodman or by Jimmy Dorsey, number 9, and Shep Fields, number 15. It was covered by numerous bands and swing orchestras during Glenn Miller, Harry James, Jan Levitt, Red Norvo, and artists such as Ella Fitzgerald, Ella Mae Morris, and the King Sisters also recorded it. Fitzgerald recorded it on her two albums, Clap Hands, Here Comes Charlie, and All That Jazz. The King Sisters and Ella Mae Moore versions were also done in singles. The tune was popular as a source of aircraft nicknames during World War II. One of the first examples was a B-24 Liberator that served in 8th Air Force with the 93rd Bomb Group in Alphenbury, England, in 1942 and 1943. It was also the name of two B-17 Flying Fortress bombers in the 303rd Bomb Group stationed at Molesworth, England, during World War II. In fact, this plane flew 14 combat missions and was labeled the hardest-hit ship in the 358th Bomb Squadron. After it was taken out of commission, the Jersey Bounce 2 replaced it. At least four other bombardment groups had B-17 bombers named Jersey Bounce. Now, over at Eastern, following the entry of the United States into World War II on December 7, 1941, Eastern's Military Transport Division was started in April 1942. And, Mr. Producer, let's just spin a little bit of that Jersey Bounce. section is called Taking a Chance on Love, a popular song by Vernon Duke with lyrics by John LaTorche and Ted Fetter, published in 1940, has become a standard record by many artists. It was introduced in the 1940 show Cabin in the Sky, a groundbreaking Broadway musical with an all-black cast, where it was performed by Ethel Waters and Dooley Wilson. A feature film version starring Walters and Eddie Rochester Anderson was released in 1943 and featured the song. You remember Rochester and Jack Benny, right?
Right.
A Benny Goodman featured cover, Helen Frost, which was recorded in 1940, reached number one in 1943. Sammy Kaye also enjoyed chart success in 1943, reaching the number 13 position. Now, over at Eastern on August 18th, 1940, Eastern had been in the passenger business carrying for 10 years. More than 1 million passengers have been carried since then, with almost one-fourth of the total in 1939. Pete Parker and J.B. Armstrong were captain and co-pilot on the first passenger flight. And now here's a Benny Goodman version of Taking a Chance on Love. For the NBC radio program Let's Dance, a well-regarded three-hour weekly program featuring various styles of dance music. His familiar theme song by the title was based on Invasion Invitation to the Dance by Charles Maria von Weber. Since he needed new arrangements every week for the show, Hammond suggested he purchase Hot Swing arrangements from Fletcher Henderson, a black musician from Atlanta who had New York's most popular African-American band in the 1920s and 30s. In early 1935, Goodman's band was one of three featured on Let's Dance. Others, of course, were by Xavier Cugart and Ken Murray, and playing arrangements by Henderson, along with hits such as Get Happy, and Limehouse Blues. I remember that. By the composer and arranger, Spud Murphy. Goodman's portion of the program from New York at 12:30 a.m. Eastern Time aired too late to attract a large East Coast audience. However, unknown to him, the time slot gave him an avid following on the West Coast because they heard it at 9:30 p.m. Pacific Time. He and his band remained on Let's Dance until May of that year when a strike by employees of the series sponsor Nabisco forced cancellation of the radio show. Now back over at Eastern in 1934, Eastern Airlines Incorporated was dissolved and North American Aviation Incorporated took over the assets and operations of both Eastern Airlines Incorporated and Eastern Air Transport. This was done in order to comply with the provisions of the Airmail Act of 1934. Operations of the companies were managed by North American Aviation Incorporated as Eastern Airlines Division of North American Aviation. Captain Edward Rickenbacker was Vice President of North American Aviation and became General Manager of Eastern Airlines on January 1st, 1935. And now, Mr. Producer, let's dance. Goodman fans, of course, that includes me. How about a little bit of Sweet Georgia Brown?
Oh, yes.
Get any better than that.
Love it.
Folks, that's going to be our show for today. We hope you enjoyed the big band sounds. We plan on bringing more of these sounds back to you in the weeks to come. Keeping our Eastern family informed is the greatest importance to this radio show. Please join us on Thursdays and every other Thursday when we broadcast from the Eastern Files and EAL Old Time Radio. Our next big band series features Artie Shaw and his big band orchestra. Next Thursday, August 30th, is the web broadcast from the Eastern Files. Monday, August 27th, at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, we give you another great Eastern Airlines radio show broadcast. To listen in, just go to our affiliate, www.blogtalkradio.com/Captain Eddie. I screwed that up. Or www.ealradioshow.com. You can also call in on your phone by dialing area code 213-816-1611. Do you have a story or a memory you'd like to share with our Eastern family? If so, we'd certainly like to hear from you. From the Eastern Files, we'd like to broadcast it during one of our shows. Either you sharing your memory live or send it to us and we'll broadcast your story on the air. You can send your request to host at EALradioshow.com. www.thebenjaminshow.com. Until then, we sign off, as we always do after each broadcast, by saying goodbye, Eastern family. And we'd like to close episode 12 of our big band series with a song by Benny Goodman and his orchestra, and recording artist Peggy Lee singing Glory of Love. Mr. Producer.
Yes, sir. Nice working with you guys. Great music. Great information about the songs we played today. So let's take it away with the song Glory of Love.
Saying goodbye, Eastern family. We love you, Eastern.
We love you, Eastern.
Good show, Neil. Thank you.